This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. The countdown is on until the 2024 presidential election. And CBS's Skylar Henry says voter enthusiasm is up on both sides.
We don't take anything for granted. That's why we're supporting Donald Trump as much as we are. This is a big push to get him across the finish line to save America.
I feel energized. I feel excited. I think we're going to do it. We beat Donald Trump first time. I think we can do it a second time.
A new poll out today shows in the last week, Vice President Harris saw an 8% boost in favorability among Americans at 43%, compared to former President Trump, whose favorability dropped to 36%.
The former president says he'll hold another rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, where a man opened fire at him. Republican Congressman Michael McCaul told Face the Nation,
"I went out to the site. I went up to the rooftop. This individual should never have been that close to the president of the United States. It was very, very close, and the fact he even got there in the first place was a failure."
After a rocket attack killed a dozen kids on a soccer field near Israel's northern border, the BBC's Paul Adams reports,
"The United States has endorsed Israel's theory that this was caused by rocket fired by Hezbollah from across the border, despite Hezbollah's denials. But the U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, has said that he wants to see restraint being demonstrated by the Israeli government."
CAL FIRE crews are working overtime to clear out the charred vegetation from the largest fire in the state, the Park Fire. CBS's Jonathan Vigliano.
Fire crews are responding to an area larger than the size of Los Angeles. Wind is expected later on today. That raises the concern this fire will continue to grow.
Team USA Women's Gymnastics got off to a great start today in the qualifying round.
Simone Biles was brilliant, hitting on all four events despite re-injuring her calf muscle warming up for floor. Her coach, Cecile Landy.
A couple weeks ago, she felt, but after that, I stopped and then just a little bit again today.
She says it improved during the competition.
On bars, I started to feel better.
And overall, it did not affect her performance.
It was pretty amazing. 59.5 and 4-for-4. Not perfect, so she still can improve even.
The team final is Tuesday. Wendy Gillette, CBS News, Paris.
Also Tuesday, the men's triathlon, which is supposed to take place in the Seine River. And while officials in Paris say it is clean enough for Olympians to compete in, triathlon practice was canceled today due to concerns after rain the past 2 days. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-205-5350. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-205-5350. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-205-5350.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You heading out on vacay on the down low?
We're smack dab in the middle of summer vacation season, and a lot of workers are headed to the beach without bothering to let the boss know. The Wall Street Journal says they're saving precious paid days off and opting to maintain the facade of working remotely. One woman says she flew to Vegas for a few days, logged onto her laptop poolside, and responded to an occasional work message, but didn't actually work at all. Others say they prefer to play it straight, putting in a legitimate day's work work while they're away, then slipping into vacation mode once it's over. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The first lawsuit's been filed related to the recent listeria outbreak linked to Boar's Head Deli Meats. An 88-year-old woman from Missouri got sick after eating liverwurst. Sue Fleming and her husband are seeking $25,000 for medical expenses and, quote, damage to the marital relationship. CDC says 34 people in 13 states have gotten sick. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Showers and thunderstorms are possible tonight, a low around 70. Showers and storms on your Monday, otherwise partly sunny, and highs in the low 80s. 70 with scattered storms for Monday night. On Tuesday, some showers and storms, 81. Wednesday, could be stormy again, 82.
It's 76 at our studios.
Radio Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits. hometown radio refreshed. WRJN.
Few Wisconsin events bring 600,000 people together from 80 different countries, but it happens every summer in Oshkosh.
Oshkosh has become synonymous with the world of flight and with EAA.
Dick Napinski's worked with EAA Air Venture for more than 30 years and knows its history. Do you? Where did EAA start? Wausau, La Crosse, or Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The fly-in is spread across 1,600 acres with more than 10,000 airplanes. It brings a big boost to the economy, too.
It's $170 million of economic impact and more than $110 million of direct spending.
So where did EAA start? Milwaukee in 1953 called the Wisconsin Air Pageant with 21 planes. All moved to Oshkosh in 1970. A high-flying slice of Wisconsin. It's happening July 22nd to the 28th. I'm Terry Barr.
Are you a veteran who needs assistance? Do you know a veteran who needs help? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. We can help connect veterans with services such as medical care, financial and legal assistance, housing, mental health services, substance use treatment, and more. For more information, please visit wisvets.com. That's wisvets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I lost that love before, got mad and closed the door, but you said, child, just once more.
I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life.
The others were untrue.
You came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. You see,
northern girls with the way they kiss. They keep their boyfriends warm at night. I wish they all could be California. I wish they all could be California. I wish they all could be California.
Say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
The other day, and they said you were gonna put me on the shelf.
started to dance in my arms. She felt so inviting, and I just couldn't resist her, just a little kiss, so exciting. And I heard the guitar player say, "Vamos, Jose's on his way." And I knew, yes, I knew I should run, but then I heard her say, "Yeah, come a little bit closer, you're my kind of man, so big and so strong. Come a little bit closer, I'm all alone, and the night is so long." And the music stopped when I looked, the cafe was empty. So strong, come a little bit closer.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
W-R-J-N. Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. Sugar and spice. I feel nice. Sugar and spice. So nice. So nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong.
The heavens on me, yeah.
to hold you, hold you again. These eyes are crying. These eyes have seen a lot of love, but they're never gonna see another one like I had. These eyes are crying. These eyes have seen a lot of love, but they're never gonna see another one like I had.
That I really did.